USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Negotiations over the bill's provisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the bipartisan group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And as competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The latest being American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has threatened to pull all five of his nominees to a committee to investigate the riots at the Capitol after two members were rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Tim Berg has more.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio would hurt the integrity of the probe. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And COVID cases in the United States have tripled in the last few weeks, with the latest data from Johns Hopkins University showing the 7-day rolling average now at more than 37,000 new cases per day. That's up from around 13,000 at the beginning of July. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state would build a wall on the border with Mexico. The Texas Facilities Commission is reportedly preparing to begin to take bids on the project. Governor Abbott telling Newsmax TV that the project is advancing quickly and appears to be able to get the building done at a smaller price tag than first thought.
I got to tell you, it's advancing faster than I thought it would, and there's an easy explanation for it. The first thing we do is we hire a program manager who oversees the entire project, and we have to send that out for bids and things like that. But the reason why it's happening faster is because we have already received a lot of information from companies and businesses that built the wall under the Trump administration or offered bids to do so. And so we're not having to invent the wheel. We're just having to apply the wheel that's already been invented. And with the land that we already have available to us, it looks like it will be costing Texas a whole lot less than it did the Trump administration.
And things aboard the International Space Station are about to get spicy. Lance Pry explains.
The International Space Station is getting zestier thanks to a new NASA initiative to add a little more flavor to the astronauts' diet. NASA announced last week that astronauts aboard the International Space Station are growing red and green chili peppers for the very first time. A device called a science carrier, which has clay for roots to grow in, and a specially formulated controlled release fertilizer, is how the seeds will grow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.